For the second time running, Cocoa Processing Company Limited has been adjudged Exporter of the Year. The company was conferred the honor at the 21st National Awards for Export Achievements at the Banquet Hall State House in Accra. We bring you a news desk report.
As far back 1989, government, through the Ghana Export Promotion Authority, instituted the awards as part of an overall national plan to boost export of non-traditional items and improve Ghana's export base. At the event, special honorary awards were conferred on five small and medium exporters, with the Best Woman Exporter Award going to Margaret Trinibu Abuateng, who exports mainly aluminium household utensils. Other award winners include Matamis Enterprise, who had a special honorary award, Ghana Standards Authority, and Lion Aluminium Products Limited. In a speech read on his behalf, the Vice President John Dramani Mahama said the time has come to take the awards to a level where it could become part of the national calendar. He noted that the bedrock of every country's success is inextricably linked to the strength of its export sector. Vice President Mahama said the long-term sustainability of Ghana's economy is based on the collaborative effort of the people to boost export, especially the non-traditional export sector. The Vice President charged the Ghana Export Promotion Authority to do the necessary consultations to concretely explore, exploit, and package football and software into the country's non-traditional export portfolio. The Chief Executive of the Ghana Export Promotion Authority, Kwejo Owusu-Ajiman, said the non-traditional export sector performed better in 2010 than the previous years. Total earnings amounted to $1.629 billion, an increase of 34.1% in value over the previous years. The Minister of Trade and Industry, Hannah Tete, whose speech was also read on her behalf, expressed the need to protect and increase the country's export to the European Union, which is the destination for more than 40% of Ghana's exports annually.
That was a news desk report.